Allegedly, when I was like real young, I also like burnt, set my house on fire.
What?
Yeah.
What do you mean allegedly? Did the house burn or not?
We don't got a lot of like old pictures of me and shit.
What do you mean by that?
Apparently, I was like real young, like 4 years
Why are
old.
you saying allegedly when you know this shit happened?
It's allegedly, man.
Yo, what's happened when you was four?
I may or may not have had a fireplace in the den,
Okay.
and I may or may not have been throwing all of our phone books into the fireplace.
Oh my
But
God.
I fuck with fire though. You know, when you're young, looking at shit like that make you like
Well, I'm glad everybody's safe.
everybody good, yeah.
But Jesus, Lord have mercy.
What's going on, y'all? This is Kenny Mason. You might have heard my new album, Nine.
Watch pup. I doubled out there you did this.
If not, go out and get that. Nyla, what's up? We need to talk.
What's going on, guys? And welcome to another episode of We Need to Talk. I go by Nyla Simone. Today, I got a very special guest in the building. We got Kenny Mason here.
Big
How are
pump.
you?
I'm good. How you?
I don't like how we twinning today.
Yeah,
That's
nah,
a
you
little
son.
weird.
Nah, black the safe way to go.
Nah, for sure.
I'm always wearing black though.
That's
It fit hard.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Legacy Resilience, new brand. Just supporting black owned.
Okay.
But, yeah. But man, new project out, Nine. Fire project. I will say I'm a new Kenny Mason fan.
Okay,
So
that's good.
listening to the project, this project is my introduction to you. The rock record threw me off.
Yeah.
But then you reeled me back in towards the end of the
So
project.
you listen without no like context or like without knowing nothing, and you just heard that.
Well, I watched one interview of you. Then after I watched the interview, I felt like, okay, I got a good gauge. And then I listened to the project.
Okay, that's all right.
Yeah. I mean, I knew Stick already.
That's
But
like rock adjacent. I'm screaming on that motherfucker, yeah.
yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. Actually, it really is. But this record, I feel like, is even another layer of
Yeah.
that. But before I dive into the project, just how are you? How are you feeling right now?
I'm good. I'm resting. I got like a few days off from tour, so I'm really just getting some rest in, some shopping in a little bit in New York and doing all the nine stuff. But I feel great. The tour been fire, so I'm in a good mood. I'm great.
That's what's up. How many days apart from show to show has it been usually?
We did probably like seven shows in like 9 days. So we only had up until this point, we had only like one day in between a show. But
How do you train for something like this?
I had to start drinking for real for a second.
Mm.
And just exercise, really. Rehearsing is kind of like exercising, like making sure I can do a whole like hour, almost hour and a half set, you know what I'm saying, all in one setting. But just practicing, I guess.
Yeah. But then even down to like the travel, the lifestyle, the lack of sleep thereof, or do you
You
just
just gotta jump head in. Ain't really nothing. Ain't
ain't
no, I
nothing to
ain't
it.
nobody around me that can prepare me for that shit. You just jump head in.
I get that.
We got the van. We routing it. We just got now. Gotta do it.
Any how should I say this? Any unforeseen like things have popped off while traveling, or any like things that you loved while touring? I'm looking for the wild tour stories. Like, what are they?
This tour has been chill.
Okay.
All the wild shit happened. I ain't gonna lie. All the wild shit happened when we was in Europe. Last year, like no 2 years ago, but this tour being like straight, ain't nothing weird happened. Like, just,
What was the weird shit in Europe?
bro, we got in a fight in London with some tweaking niggas, like
Some
niggas,
mandem.
some mandem, yeah, some white boys. We got to hook them with some white boys in the hotel.
With some white boys? Oh,
Yeah,
I didn't know they were white. That's another layer. Okay.
my fault. Yeah,
I feel like that makes it even worse.
it add context for
Over
sure.
what?
Nah, they were just high. You know, out there they
Oh.
do the shit in the balloons. What's it called? Whippets.
The whippets?
They got like it's something with the oxygen in the balloon to get you high. They just was high.
Like the helium?
I think so. I don't really
People are
know how.
getting high off of that?
Hell yeah, and they got them. Just came in the hotel. It was really on some racist shit, cause the hotel people tried to kick me out, and he's like, "These nigga, I'm staying here. These folk came here."
Damn.
Yeah, but it was low key fun.
The police get called?
Nah.
Okay. Well, that's good.
Yeah, there's nothing on
I'm
there.
like, fighting in another country, that's dangerous. Niggas don't be making it back home, ending up in jail and whatnot.
Nah, they we had good eyes on us for real, not getting
Okay.
police call,
Good.
cause that would have been. I wouldn't have been telling this story.
Probably. Yeah, what? Or who knows? Maybe we would have got a 56 Nights or some shit, but.
I don't want that. That's a classic.
You're right. I'm with you on that. But okay, that's funny. So this one is calm. Is it because you're in America? Is that why?
Maybe. I don't know. I think that was just some random shit. Mm. Like, maybe. Or maybe we do know how to move around better. Or, I don't know.
Fair enough. Okay, so for those who aren't familiar with you, before I dive into this project, give them, like, the Kenny Mason starter pack. Like, what are three records you should definitely know?
Like, when you come to a show, you probably should know, that's kind of hard, because it'd be spread around.
You have different genres all within your umbrella, yeah.
You probably should know Hit. That's, like, the first song that really popped me off, and they always go up crazy at the shows. I think the new song Jumping In kind of is like the new, like, we open the show with that and they be going crazy. I think it's real easy to rap, like easy to sing. So that's why they fuck with that shit. So I feel like you should know that. And Stick just always, it's just debauchery.
Definitely debauchery. Yeah. So I like that you kind of have different sounds, like we can't put you in a box. Growing up, what was it that you were listening to?
I would definitely listen to a lot of, like, alternative and, like, emo and shit. I would play, like, WWE. You heard the WWE SmackDown vs. Raw?
Mm-hmm.
I play games like that, and the soundtrack would have, like, a bunch of rock shit on it.
Okay.
And I would, like, look it up, you know what I'm saying? Like, actually go look up the songs. Listen to that shit, and as a kid, I was kind of like a loner or like a rebellious type person.
I heard
person.
It in the music.
So like, if people wasn't doing some shit, it made me want to do it more. Like, when nobody in my neighborhood, like the streets I played around in, nobody listened to rock music. So the fact that nobody did it made me like
love it even more.
Type shit. It was like mine for real. Yeah.
But now you're kind of infusing the two, rock and rap. What was your introduction to hip hop?
My dad used to play Tupac and shit when I was, like, really young.
Okay.
I actually used to hate when he played that shit, because when I was a real young kid, Tupac voice, it used to scare me.
What?
I used to be scared when he put that shit on.
It's so positive, though.
Hell nah.
What?
Hail Mary is not positive.
Oh.
I mean, he got positive music for sure.
Okay, I forgot.
He got positive music, but my dad didn't play the positive shit.
Right. You don't want to fuck with me.
Yeah, that shit sound like a horror movie. Like,
you know what? That's a good point. I never thought about that, but I can see that.
But I grew to obviously love that shit. Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That was my introduction for real.
So shout out to your pops for doing that.
For traumatizing me, yeah.
What would you say is, like, your entry point? Like, what was the first project you was like, oh, nah. I gotta go cop this, or like I gotta go burn this off LimeWire.
It was Lil Wayne, the Dedication 3 mixtape.
Damn, man, I wish I grew up in Atlanta during that era.
It was lit for real, and that's what made me start rapping. Like, I really didn't have shit else to do because I was broke as fuck.
Yeah,
I couldn't like do nothing else but listen to music. I had this like little CD player, and that's back when people burnt CDs.
Yep.
And I had like a bunch of
we
little.
We sound mad old, right?
We sound old as fuck. I shouldn't even want to say that. You see, I looked at the camera. I didn't want to say that. But I had all his, and I had shit else to do. So I would write all his raps down and learn them. And then, like, kind of like, I'm like 10, I'm like maybe 11 years old. I would just replace his name with my name. Just act like I was.
Fire.
But that was like the start of me like writing raps, you know what I'm saying? Because I tweak this and change this, and eventually it'll be my whole own first.
That's actually tough.
Yeah,
I love cool. that. Look, your villain origin story right there. Inspired
right.
by Wayne.
Yeah.
That's cool. All right, let's get into this new project, 9. Why 9?
Me and my homeboys, like my group of friends growing up, we called ourselves House 9. And like a lot of the songs and stories on this album is inspired by that time of like me coming up with them. So it's just like 9 shit. 9 is a cool number. I think it's real simple and clean, marketing-wise. And, like, yeah, it just look fire, for real.
Yeah. All right. Now it says the Atlanta rapper jumps in with 9 reflective traps tracks, and I definitely do think they're reflective. My favorite two are the ones on the end, but we can start with Jump In because it's moving right now.
You gonna go through the whole thing?
I'm gonna skip around. Okay, why? Okay. You don't want to talk about it?
I was just asking. I'm with the shit.
Okay. what was the inspo behind Jumping In?
I kind of I don't know. We was just in a sample bag. Me and Coop.
Sample was great, by the way.
Yeah, it was like kind of we did some digging for like a couple of days, actually try to find samples to stress out my A&R later.
Wait, that should make their job easier. I feel like is
hell it? Nah, it made both our job harder. We actually had like a thing where we had a bunch of songs that we wanted to put out. None of them got cleared. But we was like, these the fire songs, me and Coop. So we literally was just like, let's make a song that we can't get cleared. You know what I'm saying?
That was behind this one?
And we fucked around, ended up getting it cleared.
That's so silly.
Thankfully, but yeah.
It's so funny. I literally just tweeted yesterday, when I hear a familiar sample, it actually bores me. But this one, it didn't bore me.
No, I hate shit that, my fault. But
you're right.
I hate shit that everybody know.
Yeah.
If you want to find shit that ain't nobody ever heard.
This
like,
was good.
At least just like most people ain't heard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was good. So, found it, actually got it cleared. You guys were surprised.
It was the only one we got cleared.
Oh. We probably had like. So is that never coming out?
I mean, I might have gotten it on SoundCloud or some shit, but.
I think you should.
That was like the only one sample that we got cleared. And it's my favorite one too, so.
That's tough. Mm-hmm. I love that. I feel like, yeah, people ain't doing samples right, so I like how you guys treated that one.
Shout out boy Coop, man. He whipped that motherfucker up.
Good job, Coop. Let's talk about Easy Dub featuring Baby Drill.
Yeah. They think I made the song because I lost a Madden game, but that ain't really what happened. You know what I'm saying?
Who'd you lose the Madden game to?
Oh, he ain't even in here. He cheated.
Okay.
And then
I'm gonna ask him when he comes back, but go ahead.
And then I just so happened to make that song after that. It ain't really got nothing to do with
it. Oh, that's petty. I'm just letting you know the
conspiracy theory.
That's so petty. Because
they're gonna try to give you a conspiracy theory, but that ain't what happened.
It just inspired it right after.
Nah, I just so happened to make the song.
Oh, okay.
They just so happened, no correlation for real. But
That's so petty. Well, you ended up making a hit, so actually shout out to him whether he won or lost. Like it worked out. And then you just threw Baby Drill on it, or was he in the studio with you?
We made that song, and then Coop was working on Drill Project too. So he was just FaceTiming, bro, and he was like, oh, I'm out here with Ken. And you know, he handed me the phone. Drill was just like, shit, send me a song.
Fire.
And we had just made that song that day, so we just sent it to him. Good. We just so happened to be working on projects at the same time.
That's fire. Between that and the V's feature for my very tough too.
Yeah, that's really all Coop. Like Coop got down when he made that shit happen.
Shout out to Coop. Nigga got a good ear. Let's talk about Chosen, which I love the message behind this record, but who pissed you off? What bag was you in that you felt like you had to let these niggas know?
You feel like I'm pissed off on Chosen?
Nah, I feel like you pissed off on the following one, but
Oh yeah, for sure.
You was?
I don't know about pissed off. I just be talking
you
shit.
Just in your bag.
I'm a shit talker. Like I'm real good at rap. I'm like one of the best niggas at this shit. So I'm gonna be, you know, talking my shit with it.
I like it. You're supposed to, but Chosen.
Chosen is like really me. It's like the whole. It kind of wrap up the whole album because in a lot of moments of the album, I'm like talking to the city of Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? Like personifying the city as like a person. So it's me speaking, like, kind of having, like, almost like a therapy session with the entity of that city and how it's changed me and how it has changed, just me seeing it's changed over time, too, especially on the second verse of Chosen. So, I mean, I think I'm, like, seeing the city as, like, this, like, woman figure that's, like, kind of changed over time, that I'm in love with, but, like, changed over time, you know, and it's changing. And I'm changing too and acknowledging that, like, you know what I'm saying? And I feel like I was chosen by this city to, like, be this person type shit. It's just me, like, going through all that. It's real artsy.
Yeah, shit. I like how you said, I think it's on Chosen where you're like, all I need is the A. As long as I got that, you know, that's all that.
That's really on Luminous, matter. But that oh, definitely okay. go back to that for sure. It's all they kind of them two songs
kind of go together.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a fire ass bar, but definitely let's talk about Luminous because you was talking your shit on that one. I was like, this is a good way to end the project, though, honestly.
For sure.
Yeah, what bag was you in?
Just
talking your shit.
Better than everybody type shit. Just, you know, how I gotta be. I feel like I gotta be that way.
Mm.
Make a name for myself and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I'm competitive with it, you know.
Atlanta has a lot of different styles right now. But my favorite is rappers who rap. This okay. Rock Element, hold on, the Rock Element that
I feel like anything, like, have whatever niggas want to get on, I'm there. But we lyrical shit, rock shit, trap shit, mumble shit. How we want? I feel like I can do all that shit better than anybody.
When you get in the booth or in the studio with your producer, how do y'all pick like the vibe?
It really just be like natural. It be the beat first. You know what I'm saying? Like, we'll kind of, most of the times we build a beat from scratch. And whatever the beat is saying, it's like, you know, whatever it'll be for real. It's like, you gotta be wanting. They kind of the same thing.
Does, or do you feel like, well, I don't know. But like, do you feel like you have to cater to different audiences with your music? Like, do you feel the pressure to do that? Or no, you feel like people kind of just take it?
I don't feel no pressure. I feel like the folk that fuck with me understand what they gonna get. Like, even you, like, as a newcomer, like, seeing, okay, this shit might go rock on track 6 out of nowhere. Like, now you know yeah. what I'm saying? And it's like, that's the kind of culture I created with my listeners, the pups. You know what I'm saying? They expect that type of shit.
What's a Kenny Mason show like? Like, is it gonna be, like, the two cool guys bobbing their head, or is it, like,
no, I'm going to tell you exactly what it's like. So, the crowd, this is the light crowd, right? It's a square.
Mm-hmm.
It's a circle in the square.
Okay.
That's the mosh pit.
Oh, okay.
That's the ragers, all the motherfuckers that's turned up. They having their own party right here in the middle. Sometimes it's two.
Mm.
But on the outside in the corners,
I'm like, I gotta be up top watching down.
I'm gonna tell you, it's where you be. You go in the corners.
Okay.
And usually the front two corners. The back two corners be chill too, but the corners is where all the lyrical rap motherfuckers want to sit and rap every word.
Okay, got it.
That's where I'm gonna be in the corner. It's chill to safe. It's safe to chill. In the middle is where them niggas get turned.
All right.
Yeah.
Hell, I might fuck around and do it for one record, but I don't know.
You can, but see, that's
I'm too friendly. Little for that.
We got real, bro. I got good mosh pits. I got nice mosh. They ain't gonna fuck. Nobody gets hurt ever. And then you can go, and when you ready to leave, come back to the corner like.
Yeah, they might be sweating and shit. No, niggas be having full blown workouts in that mosh pit.
They do.
Not that. Yeah. No.
Nah, I'm telling you, the whole setup is great. It's on there for everybody. It's a space for everybody.
All right, I might have to pull up. All right, we're going to play a game called Questions That Need Answers. All you have to do is fill in the blank. The older I get, the less I blink.
The older I get, the less I drink. For real.
We love that. Yes. That's good. You would never believe me if I told you blank.
You would never believe me if I told you I'm allergic to ducks.
To ducks?
Yeah. Don't nobody ever believe me when I tell them that.
Well, how did you find that out?
When I was real little, my dad took me to the park.
Okay.
And there was ducks there. And I was feeding the ducks. This allegedly, by the way.
This allegedly.
This is what he told me, though. He was like, you can't never be around ducks.
Okay.
He was feeding the ducks bread and shit. You know what I'm saying? And I broke out with the hives. Like, real bad. I had to go to the hospital.
Damn.
And he said...
I don't think that's allegedly. That's nothing to play with. You know got hives.
I ain't never tried it again.
Don't think you should. Yeah, I believe your dad.
Yeah, I believe him, too. Like,
have you tried eating duck?
No.
Or you just stayed away from it completely?
I always felt like it was going to kill me or something. All
right, fair enough. I can't believe I actually blinked when I was younger. He said, I done did some shit. I can tell by that smirk. Go ahead.
This another allegedly, but.
Oh, my God. All right.
Allegedly, when I was, like, real young, I also, like, set my house on fire.
What?
Yeah.
What do you mean allegedly? Did the house burn or not?
We don't got a lot of like old pictures of me and shit. So I was like real young, like 4 years
Why
old.
Why are you saying allegedly? When you know this shit happened. What? Why you keep saying allegedly?
It's allegedly, man.
Yo, what type of, when you was four?
So I may or may not have had a fireplace in the den.
Okay.
And I may or may not have been throwing all of our phone books into the fireplace.
Oh my God.
But I fuck with fire though. You know, when you're young, looking at shit like that make you like.
Well, I'm glad everybody's safe.
Everybody good, yeah.
But Jesus. Lord have mercy. Okay. Lord. Nah, you was a badass kid.
So I've been told.
Did you outgrow this?
Yeah, I don't be setting houses on fire now.
Oh, I hope not.
She said, are you still an arsonist?
Are you? Because you know when kids are like bad early, you know, like four, by the time they turn like 16, they done did so
nah,
much.
Nah, I got my ass whooped. He put a stop to it. My dad whooped my ass. He was okay. Like, nah.
Shout out to fathers. You guys are so important. let's see. I'm a little embarrassed by the fact that I know so little about blank. Anything you want to learn more about?
I don't know, because I be thinking I know everything.
What's your sign?
Try to guess.
Virgo. Oh, you said thinking I know everything. That sounds like some Virgo shit. I don't know.
Oh, I guess that might be true.
You act like I can't Google this.
I'm about to Google it. You didn't even try for real.
I did try. I said Virgo. Let me see. No, you're not going to answer the question?
Oh, I thought you were Googling it.
I am Googling it.
Oh, you want me to answer before you Google?
That's all right. Oh, December 17th. That is a Capricorn.
Mm-mm.
A Sag?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I like Sages. Matt's a Sag.
Okay, Matt.
Yeah.
Shroom Matt.
Yo, how you just going to put my man business out
my
there?
My fault. He don't do that, y'all. Yo.
He said, don't worry, I'm going to edit.
Yeah, we edited that.
But, okay. Damn, what was the question?
What's my sign?
No, it was I'm a little embarrassed by the fact that I know so little about.
Astrology.
Oh, all right.
I ain't even really embarrassed about that, though. My fault.
You should be.
Why?
You should know more. Nah, I'm just joking, but I do love astrology. Sag and Leos, I'm a Leo. We get along.
Oh, you a Leo?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You a Leo girl. Y'all dress fine.
That was a nice cleanup. That was a really nice cleanup. You know what? I'm going to take my compliment, all right? Who hurt you?
Nah.
Who hurt? What?
We're not doing that. We're not doing that. I'm embarrassed about not knowing more fashion shit.
All right.
Shit.
Okay, fine. From time to time, it's good to do blank.
From time to time, it's good to slap somebody.
Mm. Okay. You know, you should look into boxing.
Yeah, I might.
I feel like you would like that.
I feel like you think I'm an angry person.
I don't think you're an angry person.
You think I'd be burning houses down?
Well, I don't think, allegedly. That's just what I heard, allegedly. It's the fact that you're alleging to your own life. Like, you don't know this shit.
You can't snitch on yourself. Everything alleged.
Oh, okay. My personality trait is blank.
My personality trait is... Wait, can you give me an example?
If I had to pick a word, I would say vibrant for myself.
Oh, my personality... Like, so just describe my personality?
Mm-hmm.
I'm chill. My personality is chill, for sure.
Chill.
Yeah.
All right, I get that. A little mischievous, but chill. I like it. All right, so you're on tour right now.
Mm-hmm.
New project out.
Mm-hmm.
What else can we expect for 2024?
Maybe you can expect some more songs and more music, for sure.
Deluxe?
Maybe.
Okay.
I ain't got no.
This is a good number, by the way. On the project, a good number of records.
That's why I was trying to make it, like, small and concise. Cause
it was good.
Motherfucker be dropping 30-song albums.
Yeah, you could get through it. I can actually listen to it again, pick the ones that I want to have and repeat. Like, that was a great number. So if you do a deluxe, I think
yeah,
that would
I'd
be
rather,
good.
Like, drop three 9-song projects than a 27-song project.
We appreciate you. If nobody told you today, we appreciate you. Shout out to your grandma. Let everybody know where they can follow you.
Kenny Mason on everything. Just Kenny Mason, man.
Make sure you guys tap in. Until next time, peace.